So, team drivers, I've got some good news for you. So he's battled through the London traffic and made it to the studio. Noel Robinson is here.
Yay!
Traffic will not stop us.
I can't believe it today. Of all days, I won't tell you what time I left home as well.
Really? It's been one of those times, isn't it? It's been one of them. Well, we're happy to see you, Noel.
Yeah, it's great.
We've been enjoying the new album.
Oh, thank you.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Devoted out. Download copy last week, get physical copies this week, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, physical copies end of this week, we'll be doing that, yeah, and just really excited about accomplishing it and doing it. It's been a long time coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember every time that I'd welcome you to the studio, I'd say, and this was the time when Dave and I used to do the show, we'd say,
you're not right, man.
We'd say, no, when's the next album coming up?
I know.
And you'd say, but it's coming.
It's coming. Well, at the time, it was coming, but, you know, in between that time, I think I've produced about 7 or 8 albums, so, you know, I can be excused. Come on, 7 or 8 albums over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, but finally, this is your one now. This is not working with other people, this is yours.
That's right, and I think it's long-awaited, and it's a reflection of my heart. I'm really pleased with it.
Devoted, the title, why that title?
Well, I think it kind of summed up, you know, my journey over the last 7 years, 8 years since the last album, really, and that's been quite a difficult journey at times. But I wanted to write it from a worship perspective, you know, and it's okay to write a song from what you think people are going through, but to actually write a song while you're going through. I'm really thankful that God gave me a song in the midnight hour. And he
going
gave me
through
a song.
What? Come on,
I went through divorce, I went through sickness, I went through just a lot of feelings of what I would call that everybody goes through. But I feel that I'm really blessed to be able to write about it and to share my journey of finding that place of worship in those dark places. In those places where it was difficult, where you lost faith, where I did lose faith, and you're just functioning because this is what you do, and you're walking through the darkness, you can't see what's going on, but here comes you're standing on a word, that says you'll come through, you know, that the journey is the journey is okay because I'm holding you. You can't see me, but I'm holding you. So there's lots of stuff that I went through. But I'm really not really celebrating the stuff that I went through. I'm kind of celebrating that I came out the other end, and I'm kind of saying, well, I came out the other end still alive. I came out in my right mind. I came out just worshipping God because he's so good. I tell people about the story of Job, and I go, no way I can compare with Job. He was the richest man in the world. But here he goes. He's lost everything in one day. But the thing that he didn't deny what he had gone through, which is part of the power we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. But what he did was, after that, the Bible says that he shaved his head and rent his clothes, which is a sign of mourning, of the loss of his children and his business and everything. But then it says the next phrase says, and he worshipped. And he bowed and worshipped God. And I wanted to just explore what was it that kept me going, what kept me pushing, what kept me doing the things that I was doing, being devoted to the things of God, being devoted to God. And that's what it was, my devotion. So really, you know, that's the summary of the album, really. And it goes through the different phases and the different songs that explain the different parts of my journey.
Well, we heard a little bit earlier, Noel, the track, the Let the People track.
Okay, yeah.
Can you just tell us the story behind it? What? How did that come about? Because it is such a vibrant track. I mean, this one gets people dancing.
Yeah, do you know, I'm really excited about the track, actually, because that song was written by myself and Israel Houghton. And I'd met Israel on one of his trips here in the early days when he met one of the trips, and we seem to have a resonance with each other, whether that's musically and just expression experience, and we decided to sit down and write a couple of songs, and we managed to make it happen, and we wrote these two songs for the project that was, one came out for the Haiti project, but another project called One Voice. And the song for Haiti, which Somebody Please, which we wrote, which everybody recorded at Abbey Road, which was like, wow. And then the other song was Let the People Say. And I felt that I wanted to do my own twist on it. Brenton Brown sang it on the original when it came out. But I decided I wanted to do my own stuff on it. So there we go. And a great song, Sunday morning. We sing it everywhere we go. Let the people say, and let the children say, you know, and our God is good, and that's what he is, and that's where we are. So it's a great song, yeah.
And there's a lot of collaborations on there as well. We've got Faye Simpson on there as well, Tim Hughes.
Yeah, I mean, the collaborations with Faye. Tim guested on singing a song called You Are Holy, which is, again, a moment in my journey where, wow, I just look at the awesomeness of God. God, I can't believe that you really brought me to this place. You are amazing. You are a holy God. You're a mighty God. You're worthy, you know. And Tim Hughes really, you know, just said, yeah, I'd love to be a part of that. And then Faye Simpson. I've known Faye for many, many years, since she's a little tiny tot. And she's don't tell her that. She's one of the legends of what I call, you know, the Christian music in this country. Very understated, I believe, but actually to have her was just one of the most fabulous honours. And Tim as well. And I've got Chevelle Franklin as well.
I know, we saw that.
You know, everybody kept moaning about, where are you going to do a reggae track? You must do, I'm not really a kind of reggae type person, but I hooked up with Luke Smith, who helped me produce the first album, and we wrote a song, and I really wanted to keep it kind of Bob Marley-esque, you know, and then we asked Chevelle to come with it, and she just came and did all her kind of, yes, I'm the resident of the set. I was like, wow, this is amazing. So that's another incredible track that seems to be, people seem to be latching onto, and it's a worship song done in a reggae style, so the whole album is so eclectic.
Well, I guess that must hark back to this mission of yours to bring the church together so that there, you know, that there is not this demarcation of colour. So there is literally a song on there for everyone. So whether you're into the more rocky-esque stuff or
yeah,
stuff or whatever you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is very much my heart. And I wanted the whole album to reflect that, where I went through moods where it was about the, you know, with acoustic, yeah, and just, you know. And I wanted to write stuff that reflected the sound of this generation. And really, when I thought about it, God just really spoke to me about it. He goes, well, I've called you to be a worship leader for this generation. And that was despite colour, despite the style of music that we so seem to put ourselves and the boxes into. But here I was just actually just being able to create the music with various people that I feel was authentic to carry the songs and the message of the song. So there's something on there for everybody. I don't know what classification they put it on here, whether it's a gospel album, quote unquote, or it's a CCM album. I'm not sure.
Well, these days we do the official Christian and gospel album chart, so it's all together.
It's all together.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see where it lands, you know.
Well, listen, we're running out of time, so I know you're going to do a song for us. Hmm. What song are you going to go for?
Well, I'm going to go for, Lord, you know, I'm trying to work it through now. What's up? I'm going to go for Unshakable.
Okay, all right,
yeah?
Let's hear it.
Is that cool?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good.
Okay. Unshakable, unmovable, when dark is all that I see, it's your word you speak over me. It's incredible, yes it is. So unchangeable, my heart can trust totally. Say it's unshakable, so unmovable, when dark is all that I see. It's your word you speak over me. It's incredible, so unchangeable. My heart can trust totally. I'm singing, holy, you're the lover of my soul. Yes, you are worthy. Your word says I should stand and trust you wholly. What you say keep me believing. I wanna lose myself, my all in you. I wanna lose myself, my all in you.
holy.
Hey.
That was fantastic. Noel Robinson, no practice, straight in there.
Hello with a guitar attitude, hey. No, it's good.
Oh, that was fantastic. I mean, tell us about how that one came about.
That song came about, it was written by myself, Donna Okodo, who wrote Rain With Me, and a young lady called Yolanda Antonio. We sat in the studio and we really just sharing about what is it that really keeps us going in this season. And if you listen to the album, you'll find that songs speak about the word of God. And we talk about, we couldn't rely on our feelings. I mean, there was a time in my life where I could not rely on my feelings. My feelings were telling me all kind of different stuff, some not so good stuff, you know. And always it came back to, don't trust in your feelings, trust in my word. Trust my word. So that song is about the unshakable, the unmovable, the most incredible word of God that we have, that framed the whole world, that spoke the world into existence, spoke you and me into existence, but it's that same word that keeps us. And my response to receiving that word is to say, God, you are holy, you are worthy, you're the lover of my soul, you are holy. So in a way, that's what we wrote, and that's the theme behind that song. So that's really a great song, I think. Anyway, it speaks to me.
It's a brilliant song. And you mentioned Rain, and yes, there is a new version there on
the album. There's a studio version that's really, really out there, you know,
so,
with live strings and everything.
Let's hear it, shall we?
Woo, yeah.
And then we'll find out what Noel Robinson is up to in the next couple of weeks, where you can get hold of the album and more. So stick around. Noel Robinson here with us live on Premier Christian Radio. And if you're quick, you've got a question, you get over or lost. All right?
Absolutely.
Premier.org.uk. It's all coming. Whenever we do Friday requests, this song comes up again and again, and you will find it on the brand new album from Noel Robinson, who's in the studio with me.
Woo!
Oh, we love this. It's so good. You must have been surprised at the reaction that you get as you go around.
Totally surprised. Totally surprised by this whole album, actually, because when we did that song, both myself and Donna sat in the studio, and we're really just sharing about things, and we went, okay, let's just put something together, and we put it together in a very, very short amount of time. But the whole thing really was a cry of our heart, Lord. Just we're dry, we want more of you, Lord. Send your rain, and the whole scripture behind it. In the last days, I pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and all flesh begin to prophesy. And we just started to go, wow, open up the windows of heaven, Lord, begin to pour it out. And the amazing thing about the song, it's actually gone around the world. I heard it in Portuguese, I heard it in Spanish, and then we found out that at Potter's House, T.D. Jakes' church, they've been singing it. They've been singing it there for like 6 months before I knew anything about it. And then I got a phone call from their music director and saying they wanted to do it for Woman Thou Art Loose, which is probably the largest women's conference in the world. And they started doing it there, and it's like it's gone around the world, and we're actually in awe again of what God will do with faithfulness when we're faithful to just release the things that he's given us. Sometimes it seems unfinished, because I always felt that Rain was a little bit unfinished, because it's not like a song, you know, how I'm used to crafting songs, but it's what God's taken and used, and we're really glad that people in this nation and just around the world are catching a hold of the spiritual vision of it and what it means to sing that in your home, to sing that over your child, to sing that in your workplace, to sing it over your church, sing it over this radio station, sing it over the TV stations and all the Christian places where God wants to pour out himself over. So we're really excited about that, you know.
So come on, tell us, where are you going to be over the next couple of weeks?
I'm actually at the House of Parliament tonight. Which is I'm at the Undercroft, which is the chapel built by Oliver Cromwell underneath the chapel. There's about 200 various people, from MPs to business people from around the nation gathering, and I'm actually leading worship for that. In the next few weeks, I'm going to be at an event in Ealing, Wimbledon, actually, on the 12th. I think it's the 12th, Friday the 12th, at Ealing Wimbledon. We're looking forward to that. That's kind of our first event. And then towards the end of the month, we're going to be launching, having a launch of the album. There's quite a few different events going on. Some of them are prayer meetings. I do such a diversity of events. Some of them are small prayer meeting of about 80 pastors next week. My days are filled with either prayer meetings or trying to craft songs or doing stuff like that.
So where can people find out more then?
Right, the album's going to be released on a label called Join the Dot, formerly of Integrity Music, and you can buy the album on Amazon. I think it's going to be released this week. By the end of the week, it should be out. You can get the album. Obviously, you can buy it on iTunes now, but it's going to be released on all those other formats for this week, so you can get hard copies of it. And also, you can hit my website, and it will tell you all the information, www.noelrobinson.com, and it will see. And I actually shot a video of late. Actually, we've done a video of Devoted, the song. If you've got six minutes to sit down and just bask in the glory of the song and the glory of God, then do visit us on our website and on YouTube. So those are some of the things that are happening. My rest of my year is quite packed out. I'm off to America next month a couple of times, we're visiting there. And then I'm around in the UK. We've got the St. Helens Rugby Football Club prayer meeting for the north of the country. So I'm involved with that as one of the worship leaders and the music director. So
it's all that stuff going on. It's a diverse ministry. Prayer meetings, pastors, rugby people, House of Commons.
I think worship should affect all our... every aspect of our life. It's not just the four corners of the four walls, you know. Most people kind of go, I'm going to church to worship. Well, how about having a worship right where you are, wherever you are, in your car, in your home, wherever you are, doing whatever, you maybe cooking now for the kids, or maybe the kids are just like doing what they're doing. Just have a worship time, just begin glorifying God. Actually, just put the Devoted album on in there and go for it.
I'm sure
you'll find something. Am I allowed to plug it like that?
Well, as I mentioned, or as Noel mentioned, it's out on iTunes right now. You can download it. Physical copies available by the end of the week. And I should mention as well that if you want to get your hands on a signed Yamaha guitar, yes. Noel signed it, Matt signed it.
A
whole bunch of peeps have signed this. It's an amazing guitar in itself, and then you've got all your favourite people signing.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this album was signed earlier this year by all the worship leaders who came to the Renewal Worship Conference, and I wanted to give it to somebody special, somebody who's a follower of worship, somebody who's a keen worshipper, maybe a young person that wants to get into worship, that wants a guitar, or maybe you know somebody that wants a guitar. But this one's really, really special because it's signed by all these amazing guys: Graham Kendrick, Lara Martin, Edim Sound, Mark Beswick, Stephen Velveeta Thompson. It's just signed by so many different people. Tim's not on it actually.
Tim's on it, isn't he?
I'm not sure. It's got so many signatures. I don't know who's on it from who's not, but it's an amazing guitar. I've been playing it, trying to wear it in.
Yeah. Well, listen, all the details how you can enter that, premier.org.uk/devoted, all right? premier.org.uk/devoted. We're out of time.
Time to go. What? Premier with Bridget. It's time to go. Pick up Devoted. Yeah.